this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul. Just have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Privileged to talk to you if you can tolerate and put up with this. It's better today, considerably better. On the road to a comeback, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I want to share this this email with you. One of the great things about you folks as an audience is anytime we have a question or an issue, or we boom, 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 there you are, emails. You're wonderful about that. And every 2 years or so, I'll get this, whatever this is. It's not really complete laryngitis. I'm not sick. It's just, it is with allergy, whatever, a couple of years. And every time, here come the emails. Frank, you got to try this. You got to try this lozenge. You got to try this gargle. You got to try. And everybody means well. But the truth is, none of it ever works. It has to run its course. But this is interesting. In fact, it's so interesting that I tried to go get this stuff before the show, but I realized I wasn't going to make it. And if I actually ended up at this store and got back here, I'd be late for the show. And I'm never late.
No.
So here's the email. Frank, let me first state for the record, I am the most skeptical person on the planet when it comes to herbal supplements. Also tell you that I'm an auctioneer, and I earn my living using my voice to the extreme. Third, let me tell you that I date a beautiful Chinese woman who's a critical care nurse at Barnes Jewish Hospital on Kings Highway. Her mother is a physician. Her father is an aerospace engineer. It's a smart family. To the point, they have introduced me to an herbal supplement in the form of a liquid syrup. It's made from about 15 natural ingredients, all derived from various plants that can be found in the wild. To me, it is a miracle, for whenever I have a sore throat or a cough, I take this and always offers me immediate relief, and more often than not, cures my symptoms in a day or less. The legend is the emperor's mother had a chronic sore throat, and he ordered his servants to find a cure. To his surprise and delight, they did. As a gesture of his appreciation for this phenomenal cure, he ordered it to be made available to the masses. Well, quite frankly, let me stop and say, that sounds like a great story, but whatever. He says, to this day, you can ask any Chinese person what to take for sore throat, and they will immediately tell you this name. NINJIOMPEIPAKOA. Ninjiompeipatao. It can be found at almost any Chinese store on Olive, for example, Olive and Olivet, just a minute from Westport. I take about a spoonful after every auction to ensure I have no throat issues. You can Google it and find out more, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Alan. So on the way in, it's about 2:30, actually 2:40 by the time I get to Olive and 270. So there is a Chinese herbal place on Olive, the one he's talking about. I Googled it, but I'm on the way there and I realize I'm 6 miles away. It's 20 till 3. I'm not going to make it. I'm not doing 60 miles an hour. I'm stoplight. So I had to turn around and come here. I didn't get a chance to pick up my Ninjiang Peipao Kao. But ever sometimes think, I know better than this. I've been down this road before, but you still got to try it.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Just in case, this is it. So I'll go get some in the next couple of days, but I'm going to hold it up to the clerk and go, here, I've got it printed on my phone. Get me. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce this, especially to a Chinese person. Yeah, I'd like a bottle of Ninjiang Pai Pao Kao. So thank you, Alan. I appreciate the recommendation. Kurt's on the phone. Kurt, how are you?
I'm okay, Frank. How are you? Hey, I'm in the field.
Thank you. I'm having a great day. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I never called you before, but boy, you're so dedicated to us listeners, I had to call you. I know Dan and Fionn were just full of tears when you were talking to that doctor.
I'm sorry?
We were full of tears.
Yeah, well, they were. They were tearing up. Tearing up. Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about that new laser surgery for the hemorrhoids.
Uh-huh.
I guess now why they're doing that, if it kind of gets to you, and I guess if you kind of stagger a little bit, do you get castrated?
Oh, man, you have to be careful, I guess.
No. You know, that's a great point. I'm sure they ask you to somehow brace yourself so you can't pop.
Right.
He's got a great point.
Yeah.
You don't want to slip or move.
No.
And have the, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a steel jock strap or something.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll address that when it's approved.
Hey, if you're coming westbound on 270 now, you know that Johnny Londoff's at Washington and Elizabeth. But if you're coming westbound, he's at Elizabeth Washington.
I know. What is that all about?
I don't know. I thought maybe you could tell me.
No, we've never figured that out. It's flipped on the other side. Kurt, call anytime, okay?
Thanks, sir. Thank
you. You too. A listener who appreciates dedication.
Right. Even after the doctor told you that.
Don't come in.
Yeah.
It may be the last time you ever speak. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Just fine, sir.
What can we do for you?
I want to thank you and your crew for making the last days of my aunt, which is a 92-year-old veteran.
Wow.
So happy because I introduced you to you guys in the inception when you guys got to, when you got there at KTRS.
18 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And
so when she found us, she was like a young chick in her 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. You know, I turned my mom on to you, and my aunt she's just like a mom to me. But when I turned her on, she would turn her TV off in the afternoon. Hey, forget about the soap.
About
the soap.
What was your aunt's name?
And she would, my aunt's name?
Yeah.
Ruth. M. Lee.
Ruth Lee, rest in peace. Good.
And she was a secretary to the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh.
And first woman, black woman. I'm a black guy, you know. I've been a black guy all the time. Okay.
Yeah, that's something you can't change very
you
now.
Know, I can't do nothing about that. But, So, she got addicted to you guys. And she is 92 years old and everything. And I'm going to tell you this, and I couldn't believe it in the nursing home. She told me, she said, everybody was asking her, was it Frank? Who's Frank? Who's Frank? Who's Frank? I'm serious about this.
I'm all ears. I love this stuff.
And she said, Frank. I said, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Frankie O? She would love to listen to you guys. She would clown and everything like that. She loved listening to you guys and everything. And I just want to call and thank you for entertaining her for so many years, 92 years old, and she is the love of my life.
Well, thank you for telling us that story. Did she passed away?
Not yet.
So she's still in the nursing home.
She had a series of strokes, and she really doesn't know what's going on and everything. That's why everybody was saying, why she's calling Frank? Why she's calling Frank?
Yeah.
I said, there's no Frank in our family.
Yeah, they thought she was hallucinating or something. Is she, let me ask you this, Patrick, does she know who you are?
Yes, she does, because you know what? I've been married for 30, okay, I'm going to tell you how far I go back.
Okay.
I remember when I'm a lawyer.
The king.
The king. Yeah, I'm a lawyer. That's when,
yeah.
I'm telling you how far back we go. And she would love him too. You know, she would say, what is this guy talking about? You know, but she said, where did you get this from? I said, I just turned it on. I'm a retired UAW guy from Wentzville. So I used to listen to all this stuff on you guys' channel all the time and everything. And she just got addicted to you guys and everything, and she was happy. And she loved you guys. Like I said, she would turn the TV off to listen to you wonderful guys.
Hey, Patrick, do you have an email address?
No, I do not.
All right.
No, I do not.
If there's
you know, but I'm
I'd love
I'm 52 years old, and you know what? I got you know, it's so much stuff going on. I got a small family and everything.
Does she listen? Is she able to listen now?
You know what I do? I bought a radio into her nursing home. And it seems like when I turn that channel on and everything like that, and she just is calm as a cucumber.
Well, I'd love the reason I actually had an email address. I'd love to find a way.
Well, see, her son is taking her to Indiana.
Okay.
He's coming to get her. He lives in Indiana. He's coming to get her and everything like that. We're from East St. Louis. And you know what? I have turned people on about you guys for years.
I need about a half million people like you.
Yeah.
Oh! Patrick, thanks for the clap. I like that clap.
Patrick, here's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm headed with this. Patrick, here's where I'm headed with this. If we could get, before your aunt leaves, if there'd be a way to get a date and a particular day and time where we get a heads up that she's listening, I'd love to say hi to her before she leaves.
You know what? I mean, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Right now, she is really not
with it.
Right. Yeah. And
I get it.
Well, like I told you, when I turn the radio on in the afternoon, I make it a point of getting up there every day to before she's leaving to go up to Indiana. I would put it on in the afternoon and at 3 o'clock.
Will it be on tomorrow?
She would just like, oh my goodness, almost like calm down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And would sit there and listen to you guys. I want to just recognize and let you guys know, give you your props, that you have meant so much to my aunt over the years.
Well, this is the greatest kind of phone call that we can get, or email.
I really thank you guys and everything. And look, peace and love to you wonderful people and everything.
You too.
Dan,
Patrick.
Too.
Oh.
Dan Strauss.
Oh, thanks, Patrick.
Wonderful people and Dan.
Yeah, and Dan.
Hey, Patrick, God bless your aunt. And
Look, I'll be looking out of you guys. I say prayers for you and everything. Keep doing what you got to do and everything.
We don't know how to do anything
else.
And
I will be listening to you as long as the Lord let me listen, you know, give me some ears.
Okay? All right, thank you. Thank your aunt for us, too, will you?
I sure will.
All right, Patrick, what a great call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. What a great phone call. Holy cow. You know what? If I were feeling bad, which I'm not, I'd feel good now. How could you not? Let me go to Craig. Craig, how are you?
How you doing, good boss? How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. What can we do
Dan,
for you?
Dan, Eon, hello.
Hey,
hello,
Craig.
Craig.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going to hit you with four quick ones, so I won't keep you on the phone too long.
That's all right.
Number one, the saran wrap joke that you mentioned.
Yeah.
That has been priceless, and I've used it. I'm using your material, so. But, yeah, everybody loves that one. So.
All right, for people who don't know, and I don't mind doing it because we just did it recently, it's kind of a bonus joke anyway. What he's talking about, guy goes into a psychiatrist, and he's covered in saran. He's just, all he's wearing is saran wrap. And the doctor looks up and goes, well, I can clearly see your nuts.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah, I know. It is. What else you got?
Just that one-shot wonder. It's very interesting because Drew Carey, that you know, is doing The Price is Right now.
Right.
For some reason, he gets that little throat thing to wear just periodically.
Yeah, I don't get it, but every 2 years.
I think it's probably allergies. That's my best guess because I've never had them before. I get clogged, and my voice gets kind of scratchy.
No, this is not about you.
But I know. But you, for you, the mold count, they were saying the mold count was outrageous yesterday.
Sure, that's what it is.
And the ragweed is bad.
So go ahead, Craig. What else?
Okay. Two more real quick ones. The lawnmower thing, how you had mentioned, I think it was last week, a week before, how just the terrifying stories of, you know, things that happen with that.
Right.
I was up in, I've always been paranoid when I drive by a lawnmower. It's just some weird thing that
No, I do it in my car. If I drive down like a subdivision street and a guy's cutting the grass and it's blowing that stuff out toward my car, I think, you know, a rock could come through the window.
Oh, yeah.
I still
do. Yeah.
No, I'm same way.
And the one time I laxed off on it, I was actually driving and passed this guy and right below my bottom eyelid, it popped me. A rock caught me right there.
Whoa.
And I thought, the one time I relax and think, everything's going to be fine, I about to take it in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. Even if you relax, is there anything you can do? Because that thing's going so fast.
I'll roll my window up real quick. Just, you know, kind of like a preventative so I don't get nailed. And the last one was how you're talking to your boys, I think, earlier about, you know, getting to know lawyers, police officers, things like that.
Right.
I only have one son. He's four, so he's got some time. But I am going to, I've always said the thing I'm going to teach him the most is to be the best BSer he can be in the world. And when I say that, I mean to know something about everything.
Even if it's a little something about everything.
Yeah, so if he ever goes anywhere and, you know, people are mingling and talking about things, say they're talking about hockey, you've caught enough news to know what happened the night before, politics, just enough to know to where, you know, people are like, hey, you know, this guy knows a little something, and you don't get, all you have to do is just throw your 2 cents in and then sit back and just kind of nod and go, yeah or no. So
no, I agree with you.
And I, because I've always thought it'll always keep you in the loop to where you won't feel like an outsider. I've never, you'll always feel like you'll be confident enough to walk into any place and go up to any conversation or hear a conversation and be able to just throw your 2 cents in and they take you in as one of your own.
No, good advice. Good advice.
So, guys, appreciate all you do. Take care of yourselves and have a great day.
Thank you, Craig. You too.
All right. Take care.
We were with a couple of years ago, another couple, and the young girl was in her late 20s, almost 30. And something came up, and one of us mentioned John Kennedy. And she said, who's John Kennedy? I'm not kidding. Now, if somebody says, well, you know, she was 29, hey, I wasn't around when Abe Lincoln, but I know who he was. No, there's no excuse for being 30 years old and not knowing who John Kennedy was.
Yeah.
It's just called being stupid, and he's right. And I will tell you that, like Peon, my own daughter doesn't watch the news, and she'd be one of those jaywalking people that they'd walk up to and go, who's the current Secretary of State? She wouldn't know. And she has a college degree. She wouldn't know. And I don't know anything about sports, so I guess you can't know, you know, everything about everything. Let's go to Ernie. Ernie, how are you?
Hey, fine, Frank. How are you?
Having a great day. What's going on?
All right. First, I wanted to say I'm aiming the field.
That's a good thing to say.
Hallelujah. And my son bought a vehicle from Johnny and Lando.
We love your son.
Hey, my problem, me, I should ring called the, what do you call your segment?
The problem solvers?
Yeah, the problem solver.
Do you need the problem solvers?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then Ernie, you need us because we are.
Okay.
The problem solvers.
Well, hold on, Ernie, you spoke over our big introduction. We have to do it again. Well, then you, hang on, Ernie. Then you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem, Ernie?
Okay. Well, you had a signal that was like a dating site some time ago, and I guess you stopped it.
A dating
site? I haven't heard anymore, right?
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Remember the gal?
Oh, the couple that we hooked up through our Facebook
page. We put a couple together.
Oh, yeah.
And sadly, that finally fell apart, I believe.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think it did.
Oh, because they were...
It would because I'm the problem where I need a date, too. I'm trying to find a nice... Licking girl.
A nice licking girl.
Looking.
Oh,
yeah,
we all like a nice licking girl.
You know, a nice, beautiful girl.
Well, Ernie, we don't have that dating site anymore. Once we had our failure, we figured maybe we shouldn't be in the dating business. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can leave my profile on the radio, could I?
Well, here's what you could do. We could take a minute. Describe yourself. How old are you?
Okay. I'm 58.
And are you tall or short? Are you fat? What's the deal?
No, I'm 5'11".
Yeah. How much do you weigh?
Weigh approximately 190.
That's not bad.
No.
Not heavy. You a smoker?
No, non-smoker.
Alcoholic?
No.
Drug addict?
No.
You curse a lot?
No.
You have a big penis?
Oh, definitely.
Do you have a lot of money?
No.
Well, you've got one of the two requirements a lot of women want.
Well, the other thing I have that you didn't ask is cool cars. Classic car junkie.
Ooh, classic car guy.
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Rob Lowe, John Stamos, what do you say, looks-wise? Where would you fall?
Oh, definitely a 10.
Okay, you're a liar. Now we know he's a liar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm aiming the PM, so you know I got to be good.
Aim of the PM, you can't be all bad if you're aiming the PM. Well, I wish we had the service, but we don't. If we do, you'll hear it announced here, and you call us back, okay? If we reinstate it, all right?
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Ernie.
Good luck, Ernie.
He sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he failed the lying test. Yeah. When you say you're a 10, you're probably not a 10. Ask any really hot, good-looking woman. You think you're really good looking? No, I'm not. You know, that's the one you want.
Mm.
Not the one that goes, oh, yes, I'm. But I like Ernie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Colin Jeffrey's going to come in here. And I watched last night, and maybe he'll mention it, the second episode of this first season of Blind Spot.
It's your new favorite show.
NBC show. Fantastic show. To be a mainstream network show, not be a Showtime or HBO or whatever. So maybe he'll mention that when he gets in. I'm going to mention Amini's. Folks, by tomorrow, I might have 80% of my voice back. I think it's coming along. Amini's, as I told you before, first of all, it's in Chesterfield Valley. It's got a copper dome. It's an unusual-looking building. It looks different than any. If you go down 40 and you're going west, look over to your left. It looks different than anything else. And if you think it looks different from the outside, wait till you go inside. There's nothing like this store. Except in Kansas City, the other Amini's. They're in the middle of a massive remodeling and renovation. And I want you to go in there, even while they're in the middle of this. The upper level, if you've been there, is a beautiful Jaffe lighting collection. They're redoing it. It's not finished yet. 12,000 square feet upstairs. They already have over 1,000 lights on display. And they're not finished. They also have new dining room stuff, bedroom, living room, accent pieces. You know they have game stuff for your basement, your game room, whatever you want to go. Nobody uses Rathskeller anymore, do they?
No, I haven't heard that in a long time.
I used to hear Rathskeller in the 60s.
Take it down on the Rathskeller.
Yeah. I went to a guy's house years ago. And I went downstairs, and he had a jukebox. And I thought, this is like the coolest thing. I'd never seen a jukebox in a person's house. And it had bubbles, and I thought, well, this is great. You know what? Amini sells those. You can get one there. Much of what they sell is made in America. Nothing that they sell is junk. They will not sell junk. This is one fantastic store. And take your time. walk around and take your family, take your kids, take your grandkids, whatever. Because while you look around, they don't mind at all if those kids play arcade games, pinball games. In fact, they want them to. It's a meanies. You're going to be so glad you went in there. Even if it's just to look around, they don't care. A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Aminis.com.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, it's not looking too well on westbound 4064 at Hampton. You've got a crash that now has the two right lanes blocked, and it has you backing up to Vandeventer. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 70, you're a little bit heavy right around 94, and then you're really backed up from Highway 79 all the way out through Bryan Road. Eastbound 4064 at the Boone Bridge, it looks like they've opened up another lane, three lanes getting through. So traffic just a little bit slow approaching the Boone Bridge. Once you get over, everything looks like it's moving. Southbound 270 slow from south of Page down through Ladue, and then stop and go Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 slows now approaching Lindbergh out to the Merrimack River Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually syncs your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep. At the Bedroom Store.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is famous family owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stephanina herself has grown into 5 locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stephspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com.
On Tuesday nights, Stephanina's is your home for 29-cent raviolis, available at all locations, dine-in only.
Let's say you're selling your home for $300,000. If you listed with me, you'll save $9,000 in commissions. Some agents can charge up to 7% commission to list your home, but I only charge 4%. And I pay the same amount of commission to a buyer's agent, helping you keep more money in your pocket at closing. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty, and I'm a licensed broker in the state of Missouri. And I can list your home on the MLS for 4%. When you want to save money on your next home sale, call me, 314-485-1414. 314-485-1414.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown with his okay. Down
I think
dance.
I can't speak very well.
That's a dream.
I don't have angitis.
Hey, you really sound like John.
Yeah, I do.
As well.
Time for Colin Jeffrey. I always like this segment because I learn what shows not to waste time on and what shows to be sure to watch. So he's going to share that with you. He's brought to you by Auric. They're locally owned and operated. They're terrific stores. And they don't just make great vacuum cleaners. They sell all kinds of products, things you would never even expect from them. That's all I'm going to tell you because I want you to go in there and look around. Please tell the Auric people your AM and the PM. And now, Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
What do you have for us? Did anybody think any for Blind Spot? Second episode. Watched it last night. I love that show.
Yeah,
and it's an FC. What do you call it? Just mainstream media and NBC. It's not a
HBO major network, time.
So they can't really curse a lot or anything.
No.
And it's hard for those networks to come up with a show that'll really compete with some of this HBO Showtime stuff. But I think they've done it with this show. This show's really good.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I watched
in the same way that Blacklist is good, and it's a network, major network show.
Yeah, because Blacklist is back this week, I believe.
I think so.
Blacklist is back here shortly, too. It'll be interesting to see. That was such an enormous hit with its first episode. Premiered to over 11.
Blind Spot?
Blind Spot. Over
well,
11
here's the deal,
people.
Ladies, and I'll mention his name again, ladies. Sullivan Stewart. My wife starts getting twinges when she sees this guy.
Worked up.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Gentlemen, do yourselves a favor. Let her watch Blind Spot for Sullivan Stewart. Sullivan Stapleton. I'm sorry. Sullivan Stapleton. That's his name.
That's one I don't watch live, so I'll watch that later this week. There's too much television on. But it's doing well, so hopefully NBC will stick by something and we'll see a second season. Movies, though, this week. Just a couple to mention. Cop Car. It stars Kevin Bacon. It was a small independent thriller. Two kids are running away from home in this rural town, and they come across an abandoned cop car, and as kids, 12-year-old kids, 13-year-old kids, they decide, oh, let's see what's going on. There shouldn't be a cop car here. They walk up. The keys are in it, so they decide to take a little joyride. Kevin Bacon shows up in a second cop car, and there was something in that first car that he doesn't want anyone to see.
Well, he shouldn't have left the keys in it.
Yeah.
And it is, yeah, but it is the, it's a tight little thriller, and you can tell it's done on a low budget, and it's good to see. I recommend it. Entourage is not a good movie.
It looks horrible.
And it has a bunch of pretty women in it. Scantily
okay,
clad.
Maybe it's not so horrible. What? Scantily clad.
Scantily clad.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We don't go for that.
So that's there. But the one movie coming out this week that if you haven't seen, you definitely should see is Spy. Jason Statham and Melissa McCarthy playing spies with Jude Law in there as well. It is very funny.
And Jason Statham. I've said before, if I could come back as somebody, It'd be this Sullivan Stapleton or Jason Statham.
You mean?
Yeah, that kind of I'll kick everybody's ass. Yes. I'm a Navy SEAL kind of look. Yeah.
He's very funny in this movie. Like, he gets a chance to be funny, and I like it. That's Spy out on DVD. We'll talk about some shows that are coming up this week. I know you're not a fan of The Daily Show, so I doubt you watched the premiere of the new host.
I never saw it once before. Well, never.
New host back this week, Trevor Noah. He's a South African stand-up comic. I watched most of it. I didn't watch the interview yet, but thought he handled it pretty well. I don't know if you watched it, Ian.
No.
You may. Some other shows coming back. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Trevor Noah.
Yes.
By the way. Tremendous woodwork.
Excuse me.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's your...
Whoa. That's Ian's microphone?
Here, let's do this.
Excuse me.
Wow.
No, I don't know.
This is weird.
This is your segment.
Whoa. Oh, you need
keep your mic. Hold on, folks. We're swapping microphones.
Professional.
We've been sabotaged.
Turn your mic on again, just for a second. Wow.
Wow. I kind of like that sound.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You got a mic?
We all good now?
Yeah.
Hey,
Trevor Noah is an accomplished woodworker.
Oh, okay.
He built this ark. Trevor's Ark. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
No, it's already gone. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Connor. I ruined your report. Go ahead.
It's fine. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back. This is gaining steam because they're starting to fold it into the movies, all the Avengers movies. We've got The Grinder. That's got Rob Lowe playing the actor who was an on-screen lawyer coming back. Fred Savage is his brother who plays an attorney. This is on Fox tonight at 7:30. We also have the John Stamos back on TV comedy on Fox leading into this. So 7 o'clock tonight, called Grandfathered, in which he plays an attractive man who finds out that he has a grandchild.
Wow, what a stretch. He plays an attractive man.
It's tough to believe, isn't it? Tough to believe. And then an underappreciated show on HBO comes back this Saturday called The Leftovers. This was a good show, but it's probably the most depressing show on last year. The premise is people wake up one day, 2% of the global population has disappeared. And it focuses on a small town and how they're dealing with this.
Hold on. Only 2% have disappeared?
Yes, but there's no explanation, and they can't... I mean, they're gone. And it's just... It's an interesting look at how the world... Because it touches enough people that there are... You all know someone, or you've lost someone who's just gone, and inexplicably.
No explanation.
Just... None. And the show isn't about trying to find an explanation. It's about what would happen if... You realize something is out there that you cannot explain, and it can take people whatever.
Wow, I like that.
Yes, the first season was very depressing. This one takes a very different tack, but that is Saturday night, 8 o'clock, HBO. This is just an interesting thing. The movie Vacation, that they did a reboot with Ed Helms playing Rusty. You remember the original Vacation?
Yeah, it didn't do too well, did it?
Oh, my gosh, it did not do well.
I went and saw it.
But you know what? I didn't expect it to. You
kind of liked it, right?
I kind of liked it, yeah.
Man likes it. He likes everything.
But there were some funny parts in it.
When Vacation first premiered, movie tickets cost an average of $3.15. When it premiered earlier this year, movie tickets cost about $8.40 nationwide. The original Vacation still has done more money than this current Vacation.
That's not good.
The original Vacation. So selling more than double the tickets.
That doesn't surprise me.
But that is wow.
It just sounds like a bad idea to remake that movie.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully they learned that it's a horrible, horrible idea. Helen Mirren said she's done with on-screen nudity.
Oh.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
Well, she may be done with it. We're not done.
Yeah,
she has some.
She should think of others.
A beautiful
for her age. Yes,
for anybody's age. Yes, for anybody's age.
Saying, "Quote:
When was she nude? I missed that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's Caligula? Been nude a bunch of times.
Watch Caligula.
I've never seen any of the movies.
Is that the one where she stands in front of the mirror, looking at herself nude, and goes, "Mirren, Mirren, on the wall."
Oh my God!
No, that's another one.
Mirren, Mirren.
No, thank you. I'll show you some. I'll show you some.
Okay, I'm sure you know exactly.
I've never seen any of the movies, sure. But I've seen some.
You don't care about the movie.
No.
You pull the still.
Caligula sounds like a female body part or something.
It does. I'm sorry, ma'am. As your OBGYN, I must tell you, you have Caligula.
Yeah. And you have a swollen Caligula.
Your Caligula is red and swollen. Take this Caligula cream and use it twice a day. I know we ruined your report.
No, it's fine. She said, my pleasure pillows are purely for my husband.
Pleasure pillows?
Wait a minute. I like the
pleasure pillows.
That's where this story was going. That's where, and then I figured you guys would go off the wall. But
that's
no.
Better than sweater meat.
Yes.
Pleasure pillows. Purely for my husband.
Yeah.
Awesome. Samsung in Sweden, and I considered moving to Sweden to do this. Samsung in Sweden is offering what they call the catch-up grant, saying there's too much television for any one person to watch.
I agree.
So they are offering 100 days paid vacation at their expense to go catch up on TV. They're going to give you the room in which to watch it, the television, and it all takes place. They're going to fly you and feed you at a Himalayan Tibetan monastery.
Wow. How do you get this deal?
You have to live in Sweden. You have to submit something. No. But they're willing to pay you. This is the crazy part. It's all in Swedish money. So I went and did some quick calculations. They're willing to pay you up to $6,000 a month, matching your salary up to $6,000 a month.
To watch TV for 100 days. Beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful. So if you want to move to Sweden, you may do that. And this is just for me. I'm tossing this one. And Vin Diesel says they are now working on a final Fast and the Furious trilogy. There are going to be three more Fast and the Furious trilogy. Numbers eight, nine, and ten.
Never seen one.
8, 9, and 10. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow. Good report. There he goes. He'll be back here Friday with Paul Harvey.
Harrison.
And he will again be brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Center. Should I do some business, then we'll get Bill?
Yes.
Let me tell everybody, remind everybody, that it's deer season. And what that means is it's called the rutting season, when the male deer, they're all horned up and they're chasing the females. They're going to chase them right in front of your car. And there'll be a lot of deer strikes this time of year. You need to know that Schaefer is certified to do the repair work on the new aluminum F-150 Ford pickup trucks. I say that because not everybody's shop is certified to work on those trucks. It takes a special certification and special equipment and knowledge of a special process, and they have that at Schaefer. So if you own one of the new aluminum F-150 pickup trucks and you hit a deer, you know where you need to go. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They now have 10 locations, I believe. Pretty soon it'll be 11. And I anticipate there'll be more, because there will always be a need, and always has been, for somebody who does body work the way they do it. And there's one word to describe it: perfectly. You will be so glad you took it there, and so will your insurance company. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got a crash on westbound 4064 at Hampton. The right lane is blocked, but boy, you're jammed back to about Compton. We've got rain out in the St. Charles County area, so from the Blanchett Bridge out to about 370, you're running slow to stop and go. And then we also have slow patches between 79 Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and then an accident that's west of Wentzville Parkway. The left lane is blocked, so look for bumper-to-bumper traffic there. And then if you're coming in on eastbound 40, things are slowing up Clarkson up through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, I'm Terry Witowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters, for over 50 years at the same location. You know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application. Plus, we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's, have to have this looked into. Yeah. We have a bad connection. From, is he here?
Yes.
He is. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab. Lacleed Cab, that's what we really need to get out and have you understand. STL Taxi is the app. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill.
All right. Well, doctors in China say that a woman who was struck by lightning recently may have been saved by her underwire bra.
Whoa.
Mm. Yeah. Doctors say the woman still needs to undergo exams so they can assess the damage and check out her boobs. That's what they want to do there.
Pleasure pillows.
Yeah, we call them pleasure.
Why don't you play that?
We call them pleasure pillows now.
Play, hit your microphone.
Yeah, hit that.
Oh,
noise,
yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be like
that's
tasering
a bad
it.
Joke
it's, a bad, it's a bad joke taser.
Like electroshock therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
News from NASA this week: they've discovered water on Mars. You know, it's pretty bad when they can find water on Mars, but can't find any in California.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, hit me again. There you go. And finally,
things about to run out of electricity. Recharge.
Well, the world's oldest pilot, 95 years old. How about this? Guy from Cameron Park, California. And not only that, he's also the first pilot to fly at 25 miles per hour. All right.